Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Let's Talk. Today is Thursday, May 24th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, as we do every day, we're going to go ahead and get started with the NBA playoffs. Now, as the playoffs progress, you know, games are not many games being played, but becoming more interesting. We're going to start with last night game, the Philadelphia 76ers. They forced a game 7 against the Boston Celtics with the 82-75 victory. Now, this is one of those series where they have been going back and forth. So the question is, who's really going to show up Saturday night? It's winner take all. You know, there's no more games after Saturday night for one of these teams. Series is tied 3-3. We'll see. Now, tonight, the Miami Heat can actually clinch their series and get a couple of days rest if they defeat the Indiana Pacers. You know, right now, they are up 3-2. So, I mean, they have actually dominated the last two games. So, the question remains, you know, can they keep that momentum up? Or are the Pacers going to come back and force a game 7 in that series as well? You know, whoever advances from these two series, there are going to be some tired teams. They really are. You know, compared to the Western Conference, where both teams are just sitting and waiting. But we shall see. Don't forget tonight, Miami and Indiana. All right, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. To join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, today's topic was a real hard one for me to come up with. You know, and once I did come up with it, it worked my mind a little bit, let me put it that way. And today's topic is, who are your kids calling role models? You know, whom are your kids calling role models? You know, who are they looking up to? Who are they trying to emulate themselves after? Well, you know, before we get into all that, I guess the first thing we need to do, though, is find out exactly what is a role model. You know, what type of actions, you know, constitute putting somebody in such a lofty position? You know, does it have to be, is it something where they have to have a lot of money? Or is it someone that's in a high-ranking position? You know, or do you have to be a superstar athlete, an actress or actor? You know, are these people or professionals automatically given the title of role model by default? You And if so, why? You know, are our kids actually programmed to follow these individuals because of what they do? You know, because they think they're the proper role model from what they see them do on television? Now, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it says a role model is a person that others look up to as an example to be imitated. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says, as a role model is a person whose behavior in a particular role others imitate. Now, those two dictionaries, they word it differently, but they basically are stating the same thing. It's a person that others want to imitate. Basically, that's what a role model is. Whose behavior. Behavior. It means what they do, how they act. Now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in the area code 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, if you paid attention to those last two definitions, behavior and imitate, those were key words in those two definitions. So, if you want to be a role model, you got to behave correctly or act right. And there has to be someone else that sees you and wants to copy what you do. Now, that's what I got out of the definition. Now, if that is the true meaning of a role model, then please somebody tell me, why are our children choosing others as role models instead of those that are around them every day? Somebody explain that to me. Why? If a role model is based on behavior that makes someone wants to imitate, why are we not role models for our kids? Why? You know, back in the day, they used to have the commercial. Nike used to have a commercial, be like Mike. Well, all the thing we knew about Mike was Mike played basketball. He was good at basketball. That's all we knew. But the commercial said, be like Mike. Did that make Mike a role model? I mean, today, we got our kids coming, I want to be LeBron. I want to be Dwayne Wade. Kim Kardashian. NeNe Leakes. You know, the girls on the basketball wives. Why are our kids thinking those are role models? They see them once a week, maybe 6 months out of the year, playing sports or acting or whatever they're doing. But our children are choosing to use those as role models instead of us, the parents, the adults, the ones that are around every day. Why is that? There's a disconnect somewhere between us, the parents, and our children. When it comes to role model. You know, I know some of you probably think, well, you know, it's nothing, just a little childhood thing. You know, everybody got somebody they want to be like. That's true. But why can't your child want to be like you? Now, that is the question to ask, huh? For those of you who listen to me every day, you know I got an answer, right? Now, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, why aren't our kids wanting to be more like us, the parents? Number one, we're not setting the right example. We're not behaving correctly. That's what the definition says, behavior. So apparently we're not behaving right. Now, we're not doing something to get to keep our children's attention, to make them want to be like us. And I think the reason why is that because too many of our parents are trying to be someone else, imitate someone else. Yeah, I said it. Too many of you out there want to be somebody else. No, instead of being you and setting the right example, you too busy trying to be like the Joneses or the Ramirez's or the Bootaboo Bears. I hear somebody right now tell me, nah, you wrong on that one, dog. That's not how it is. But yes, it is. If you really sit down and think about it, yes, it is. Every time you go out there and let's see, you see a commercial where there's a certain type of clothing or we're going to start with the clothing. Now, some of you break your neck to get out there to put that piece of clothing on. Why? So you can feel like everybody else? How about if a certain phrase come out? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just saying. You know, I'm even guilty of this because we jump on that phrase. That's what we're going to use. Or a new car come out and you see everybody driving it. That's what you want. So you're going to go in debt to get that particular car. Now, you may not think it is, but you are actually imitating someone else. Your behavior is actually saying that I am, someone else is my role model. It's not me. Don't look at me because I don't know who I am myself. No, me the same way when it comes to sneakers and cars too. You know, we the same way. No, when are we going to start being proper role models? You know, working on education. You know, going to church, doing things like that. When are we? Instead of making it seem like materialistic things are the things to have. Don't get me wrong, it's great to have nice things. I'm not saying it's not. But if you get in a rut of every time you turn around, you buy something, you want this, you got to have the newest that. That's not being a role model. That's being somebody else. Now, I know somebody say, well, it is being a role model because I'm working for mine and I work hard to get my stuff. That's fine, too. But listen to what you're saying, mine. Being a role model has nothing to do with mine. No, I think in some cases we just have a bad illusion of what a real role model is. And believe it or not, our kids are paying attention. That's why a lot of them don't want to be like us. Because we don't know who us is or what it takes for us to be a role model. Your kids cussing in front of grown-ups. Why you think? Because that's the model that you set for them. That's what they know right now. You know, if you say it, they're going to repeat it. If you do it, they're going to do it. And then your feelings hurt when they say, well, I want to be like somebody else down the street. Interesting. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. So if we're going around giving the wrong illusion or the illusion of what a role model really is, then we have to do something about that. Yeah, it may be hard, but we can do it. You know, why aren't our children choosing us to be role models? Huh? The minister at the church, the teachers they see every day. You know, the grandparents, the godparents. Why aren't they choosing to be like those folk? It's because, you know, we didn't set the standard that everything has to be so flashy, we just not flashy enough. Or is it that we as parents do not emphasize that those people can be role models as well? I know most of you say, well, I tell my child they can be whatever they want to be. That's fine. That's good. You should encourage your child. But who is that child emulating, trying to be like to become successful? Are you being the right role model to lead them on the right path to reach their goals? Or are you saying negative things, you know, about the leaders in our community? And well, you know, Reverend so-and-so, I saw him the other day, he was doing so-and-so. You think the kids not paying that any attention? Talking about your family members. You and your significant other saying negative things. So where is the right example of a role model for our kids? So now they have to step out and find it elsewhere in LeBron, Dwayne Wade, NeNe Leakes. All the wrong people. All the wrong people. They live with you. They see you on a daily basis. On a daily basis. From the beginning, from the first time their eyes open, your face is there. You have the very first shot at being the role model for that child. You can't deny that. You can't deny it. You have the very first shot of showing that child what a correct role model should be. From day one. But are we doing it? And some of you, from day two, after the child is born, oh, then you want to think about her enough getting out of the hospital so you can get back to the club scene. Because you think you're missing something. And it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way at all. No, parents, guardians, you know, brothers, sisters, we need to step up and start setting the right examples to be that role model. Heck, everybody knows, you know, there's no perfect person. We know this. We know this. But we still can set that example to where our children understand and want to be or do the things we do, because we are providing that positive influence in their world. You know, our kids shouldn't have to want to be like, look at people in the, like in the movies, the rappers or the superstar sports players. Why? When they should have role models right there in front of them. You've been there from day one. From day one. And believe me, if you do what you're supposed to do, that child would be there. Would cherish you, would be crazy about you. You would be that role model because you have set the right example. You have molded them into the young man and young woman that's successful. That could be the president of the United States. No, that could run Congress one day. Or are you deciding to let the man on the corner be the role model for your child? You know, going down the dark alleyways, slinging drugs, no matter what else they're doing. Because you don't know what, how to be a role model yourself. And maybe that's some of the problem right there. Maybe a lot of our parents aren't aware or really do not know how to be a role model. I can understand that. But is that still an excuse? You know what's right and wrong. You know how how to do things the right way, how to do things the wrong way. Heck, it's not easy. It's not hard. It's not. If you have any questions, shoot. Just look at somebody you know that you think is. Just look at somebody you think has got it squared away. See what they do. As the definition says, start imitating them. So your child can finally imitate you. Whatever it takes. You know, we're at a point now to where parents, sisters, brothers, whatever. We should be saying by any means necessary, we need to turn the fate of these young people around now. By any means necessary. So that means you need to get off your butt, go and find somebody to emulate so your child will have a positive role model. Well, that's what you need to do. Everything with a child that's positive is supposed to start at home. At home. That's where it starts at. That is where the child first learns confidence, strength, to be ready to deal with the world. But if you're not providing that model at home, then we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. You know, sometimes, you know, even as parents, even if we think we're being a role model, sometimes we just need to step back. We need to step back and take a look at what we're doing. And if we have kids, take a look at our kids. Let's see what they're doing, how they're acting, where they're headed. You know, evaluate whether we're actually setting the right path for them. Yes, I understand, you know, some of them are going to go off the path a little bit. That's a natural occurrence. But if you're that role model for them, they'll be back. But because they're going to remember, Mama, Daddy did this. You know, Mama, Daddy did that. So let me try it the way Mama, Daddy did it. Because they will remember that you set that model for them.
Now, just like it works in the positive way, it can work in the negative way too. That's why we want to make sure it is a positive manner that you are setting for them, model that you're setting for them. You know, by any means necessary, we have to fix it. We have to. You know, like on my show yesterday, I put the statistic out. Almost, we have more young men in prison than we do in college. So what kind of role model you think they're getting up in the prison house? Yeah, the ones that were bad and then they turned around now. Yeah. But look where they're getting it at. When they should have got it at home. At home. You know, parents, all I'm saying is, you know, just remember, we are the foundation for our kids. We are the foundation. They look at us. They see us first before they see anybody else or deal with anybody else. You know, and if we're not able or willing to set that bar as that role model, then we need to learn how to do it so we can make it happen. Or find someone else who can. That's within the family structure. Just somebody. No, let's turn this thing around. Let's start being the role models for our kids and start letting other people be the role model. Well, people, that's about the show for today. And I really want to say thank you for listening. You know, that was a hard subject to get off my chest, but I had to do it. Well, I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Please join me tomorrow, because tomorrow is what? Fun Friday. And you all know how I do on Fun Friday. It's a good one. Well, that, y'all have a great day, and I'm out of here.